From Tidbits on February 7th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Mailplane 2.3, continuing in its mission to make Gmail's web interface into the best standalone email client possible, Uncomplex has released Mailplane 2.3. Most notable among the changes are a hide ads preference that hides Gmail's sponsored links and support for the Zero Boxer plugin that turns Inbox Zero into a game that awards points when you answer, archive, or delete email. It does require signing up with the Zero Boxer service. Less important features include all command-click links opening inside Mailplane instead of your browser, display of the URL and the status bar for non-Gmail content, and the account name being displayed in new message window title bars, helpful if you switch among multiple accounts. The True New and Reportive, which also replaces Gmail's ads, plugins also received updates, as did the French, Romanian, and Spanish localizations. A few minor bugs were also squashed, including one that prevented some attachments from being downloaded. See the Mailplane blog for the full release notes. And hey, this isn't new, but I just noticed it's a free OmniFocus plugin for those who use the OmniGroups Task Manager. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.0.7. Devon Technologies released a new set of minor updates for all editions of DevonThink and DevonNote. The updates to DevonThink and DevonNote now offer more text formatting options in the Take Note panel and can now successfully capture the URL from the frontmost windows of Microsoft Outlook 2011, PowerMail, and Postbox. You can now send items by email with Outlook too. Also new is support for the third mouse button in WebView and the addition of help buttons to all preference panes. Full release notes are available at the Devon Technologies website. Dragon Dictate 2.0.2. Nuance has released Dragon Dictate 2.0.2, the latest iteration of its transcription software for the Mac, period. The new version fixes an issue that could cause transposed characters in dictation results, period. Dragon Dictate requires an Intel-based Mac and Mac OS X 10.5.6 or later, period. 1Password 3.5.4. Agile Web Solutions has updated 1Password to version 3.5.4. The password management utility now supports HTTP basic authentication windows in Firefox 4 betas. New version also auto-locks when the screen is locked via keychain access, just as it already does when locking due to screensaver activation. A new Never Display in Browser option offers the capability to hide identities and wallet items, like credit cards, without needing to delete them. You can also now search by password strength in case you want to find weaker passwords in need of changing. VoiceOver support is improved too. The full changelog is available at Agile's website. Things 1.4.4. The developers at Cultured Code have crossed one more item off their to-do list, releasing Things 1.4.4. The new version of the task management utility includes a complete rewrite of the repeating task engine. Repeating tasks now sync with iOS devices. Repeating items scheduled for the last week of the year are now handled correctly. Repeating projects behave better, and you can now submit the repeating tasks dialog by pressing Enter. Bugs with the date picker and checked items erroneously moving to the top of the list are also addressed. Audio Hijack Pro 2.9.10. Rogue Amoeba has released Audio Hijack Pro 2.9.10, the latest version of its utility for capturing audio from anywhere on your Mac. The software now requires Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard. The Instant On component now works better than ever with capturing audio, and the Install Extras window should now be easier to use. Several bugs are corrected, including problems recording that afflicted owners of Logitech headsets and Blue Snowball microphones, among others. Also fixed are bugs where recording AAC files could cause a hang, a problem that prevented displays from sleeping, and an issue where timers would attempt to fire even if their date was in the past. ITV 3.5.1. Elgato has fast-forwarded its video time-shifting software ITV to version 3.5.1. The update removes support for PowerPC-based Macs. The offer is now Intel only. New in this version is support for ITV SAT-free and ITV 1 for Digiten by KPN. A dozen bugs are fixed, including problems with streaming video to iOS devices, performance instability, and scheduling recordings. Smart Playlists now support a day-of-the-week criterion for easier sorting, and support for audio output over HDMI is also improved. LaunchBar 5.0.4. Who needs a mouse when you have Objective Development's LaunchBar? The keyboard launching utility has now been bumped to version 5.0.4, with the latest release adding compatibility with CyberDuck 3.8 and a slew of fixes. Various mailing label issues are addressed, along with issues creating iCal events, a bug with the start screensaver action, and an issue with the Dvorak keyboard layout. Additionally, the user accounts indexing rule no longer indexes network user accounts. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Beelight Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.